1. Begin transmission.
Yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm pretty proud of that fact. Now, if you're a regular listener to this show, you will know what's happening. Because we heard the Mexican music, that means we're out and about, and I'm sitting in my car. Where are we? Are we at Herrenhaven? No, we are not at Herrenhaven. It's raining today, although it is kind of warm. It's about 42 degrees Fahrenheit. It's raining. It's just a little bit drizzly, and so we can't really go to Herrenhaven. So instead, today, we have come to the mall. Yes, here we are. All right, let's get out of the car. Oh, yeah. Out of the car and now walking across the parking lot along with the radio gear that I'm carrying with me. I have also brought along another certain electronic device. Regular listeners to this show will know which device I am talking about. This is my favorite little antisocial toy. And while we're in here in the mall getting our daily exercise, we're going to do some antisocial behavior. So, you will be hearing me talk about targets. When I say that, oh, there's targets available, you'll know that the device is about to be used. If I mention kills or number of kills, then you'll know that the device has been successful. All right, so I've just walked into the mall. I'm using a very a very unused entrance. I think this is an entrance that's mostly used for employees, and I hope I don't get any flack for walking around carrying my gear. So here we go. Boom. Suddenly we're in an area full of people. There's a children's play area over here, plus a Subway sandwiches, and of course a little coffee shop, and Cane's fried chicken fingers, because that's what everybody needs in the mall. Chicken fingers. It's Sunday, so this is kind of a busy place. There's fedges everywhere. Everywhere I look, fedge. There's a whole table of fedges. There's a dozen fedges sitting at that table, eating their chicken fingers. Here's a baby eating his own fingers instead of chicken fingers. Typical. Typical baby behavior there. I am getting some strange looks because I am carrying around some equipment while talking into it. I'll just tell people, oh, it's my phone. This is not an 8-track recorder. It's just a very large cell phone. A very large smartphone. I'm now in one of the main halls on the top floor of this two-level shopping mall. The mall is laid out in a rectangle, and so we can just do laps on two different floors. Ooh, I want this skateboard. All right. We're now approaching the middle of the mall. The cutout atrium area with some escalators and blah, blah, blah. We're going to take a quick left turn so we can loop around and approach a known target about 40 meters away. I'm taking the long way around, so instead of walking by it, I can walk towards it. We're going to have a frontal assault on this particular target. And I want everybody to keep track of the kills, because sometimes I lose count. And there's maybe 30 or so potential targets in here, but we're only going to probably hit... Oh my god, look at this one. That's some cute stuff right there. Holy smoke. Yeah, I'm an old perf. Okay, target in sight. Device is activated. I'm slowing down to approach the target at a slower pace so we have more time in front of it. There it is. Boom. One kill. And we just keep on walking by like there's nothing going on. Now, we're going to walk down here to this other area. This mall doesn't have a food court. It did not originally have a food court. When I was a kid, this place had different food shops spread out. Back in the 90s, when they built another mall and this mall had to compete, they opened a food court. But about 3 or 4 years ago now, they shut down the food court and they opened up this area up here. They call it the Commons. They moved it up here to the top level of the mall, and there's some funky stuff in here. There's a sushi place, and a ramen place, and a taco place, and I'm told they're all pretty good. I haven't actually eaten at any of these places, but one thing to know is that there are targets here, and I'm approaching one now, and it's in a convenient spot, because there's some like little, I don't want to say tables, there's like shelves along the walls where people can stand and eat. And I am able to stand here without looking too suspicious. Boom. Another kill. What's our kill count? I think we're on 2. Oh. This is so much fun. This is what I do some days when I feel like I need some exercise. I come out here. Oh, I see another target. This is a new target. They've only put these up recently. So I'm going to go over here. And I'm now standing in front of one of those mall directories. You know, it's a big lit up thing. And to my left, about 15 meters away, is my target. And it is actually 2 targets. Let's see if we can get anything out of them. So I'm going to stand here. Boom, boom. I'm going to stand here and pretend that I'm looking at something on this mall directory, when in fact we just got 2 more kills. Yes, I'm winning today. The kill count is now 4, and I've come to the end of the mall. I'm looping around, and we're going back the way we came. I do this quite often. Whenever I need some exercise and I can't go outside, I come to the mall here, and I kill targets, and I walk around. All right, now we're... walking down the hallway, and this is one of the girl sectors. This is full of girl stores, girl clothing stores, and one of my favorite all-time girl stores, Claire's Boutique. You probably have a Claire's Boutique in a mall near you. It's full of things like earrings and hair bows and other stuff you put in your hair. And since I have hair, I'm very into Claire's Boutique, although I do not actually wear bows in my hair, although I should. Oh, this is new. Is this a target or no? I don't think so. But the interesting thing is here's a jewelry store, and they have got multiple targets. The weird thing is I can't hit them all at once, so I'm going to walk up here to another mall directory and look back. Nope, this isn't going to work. We're going to have to walk over here and lean up against this railing and act like we're looking down into the mall area. And from here, I might be able to hit 1 or 2 targets in the jewelry store. I'm looking down into the atrium or whatever. There's a lot of fedges down there. Looking back into the jewelry store, I've got 1 kill. I don't know if we can stand here. Because I'm garnering a lot of attention. Employees of the jewelry store are looking at me wondering what I'm doing because I'm standing here talking into a black box. But they're going to have to get over it. So we're going to turn around and keep going the way we come. And there's a little side hallway here we need to go down. So we just take a right turn. I'm trying to remember if there's Targets down here. Oh yes. The spa. Oh yeah, and also I'm walking by a t-shirt kiosk, and they have a t-shirt that I swear to God is a Sheffield Wednesday owl logo. But there's no other football logos in the t-shirts, so is somebody else using the Sheffield Wednesday owl? Maybe you can help me with this. If you do not know what the Sheffield Wednesday logo looks like, go to Wikipedia or Google or something and look it up. It's an outline of an owl. So, if this owl logo looks familiar to you, as if somebody else is using it or something similar, let me know. All right, I'm now down at the end of this little side hall, and there's a spa across the hall from me. I wonder if I can hit it from here. There's a little cutout area I'm going to stand next to. Oh, boom. Got it from here. Wow. I just hit a target that is 40 yards away. A good 35 meters. That's another kill. What are we up to? Is that 5? No, that's 6. I think we've got 6 kills here, and I've got another target. And I've tried this one before, and I can't remember if I've ever gotten this one or not. But I do unfortunately have U2 on the music, so I have to listen to She Moves in Mysterious Ways. Now, as I turn around here, I gotta slow down, slow my roll. Boom. Just hit another target in the spa. Got 2 kills in the spa. What's our kill count now? Are we up to 6? 7? I think we're on 7, are we not? And as I loop around, we're going to head out this little side hallway. Head back out onto the main level. And continue on our loop. What's the count? What's the casualty count? Is it 7? I gotta walk back by the t-shirt guy again. I'm gonna take a real close look at this logo. Because I swear to God, I swear to the football gods that this is a Sheffield Wednesday logo. There it is, right there. That is Sheffield Wednesday. Oh. And here's another version of it with the owl and the saying, nothing was the same. I have no idea what that means. All I know is that's Sheffield Wednesday. All right, there's the security guard. Is that an actual security guard or is that a cop? That's an actual cop. So we've got a police presence here in the mall. All right, now I'm walking down the... I'm walking down the hall. There's not much left. I just got passed by 2 walkers. 2 middle-aged women in their Skechers shoes walking laps in the mall just like me. Except they're causing much less chaos than I am. Oh boy. It's a fun day. I'm always having fun. So here's what we're going to do. Here's the general plan. We're about to finish the first lap of the of the upstairs loop. Maybe I shouldn't be walking so fast. Although, if you walk too slow, it starts to get suspicious. So, we're looping around here. And here's a defibrillator mounted to the wall. Who wants to hack a defibrillator? It's not even there. And I got crap in my throat. This is not a good time for my sinuses to be draining. All right. So, we're back at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. And that's fine. And what we're going to do, though, is we're going to come up to another Target that we weren't able to get the first time we walked by, just because there was too many people standing around and I couldn't get into a good spot. So, now this is still going to be tricky. Maybe we can get it on the run. There's another little spa here that does nails and stuff. And as I walk by, I'm going to activate the device. I can't stop. Nope, we're not going to get that one today, I don't think. Just not able to be inconspicuous enough. Because I'm a very conspicuous person. You know, what with my hair and the fact that I'm carrying around a bunch of weird crap, a lot of people can't figure out what's going on. Like, for example, this cop. Remember that cop we saw on the other side? He was walking this way. He's now wondering what the hell I'm doing. He doesn't need to know. Now, here's the other weird thing. Here's one of the first Targets we got. Yeah, this was our first Target. And it has been reactivated. So we're going to see if we can kill it again. No, I don't think so. Because that cop is now following me and I can't stop and stand still. So we're just going to cruise on by. Maybe we can get it later. Oh, and by the way, Targets that get reactivated do not count as kills if they are killed again. Reactivated targets that are hit a second time count as bonus points. But we are not getting any bonus points today. All right. I'm back at the Commons. What do they call this? The Flagship Commons. And that target we killed earlier is still dead. All right. And we're going to then turn left here in a few more steps, continuing around as we were walking before. Checking these other two targets that we hit, and they are still dead. And now I can't remember what the count is. Is the count 7 or 8? I don't know. I don't remember. So, here we go. Turn in, walk in. I casually glance behind me to see if that cop is still following me. No. He is not. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. There's a beauty. I'm back in Girl Alley, where all the girl clothing stores are. So there's a lot of young ladies hanging about. And my God, that one right there. See, this is when you're going to want to wish that this was a TV show. Hoo-yaga. That's some cute stuff. All right, so we're about to go by the jewelry store again. Oh, wait, I found a position where I can stand. I'm standing by a little candy kiosk, and I'm acting like I'm checking out the candy, when in fact I have activated the device in an effort to kill some more targets in the jewelry store. What are you looking at? Yeah. I'm getting way more attention than I should. And that's okay. There we go. Boom. Just got another target. We're going to count that as 8. Booyaka. So, somebody you know is winning. Can you guess which person that is? If you guess Tobe, you are correct. Okay, so now... Here's an interesting pair of people. Now we're walking by the mouth of that side hallway again. We're not going to go back down there. There's no reason to. We're just going to assume that the count is 8 as of right now. And we're eventually going to make our way downstairs to the second level, the lower level, where there are other multiple target opportunities. So, this is sort of the dead arm, the dead wing of this level. There's no targets on this level. Well, I take that back. There's one in Spencer's, as I'm walking by it now. I'll be able to see it here in a second. We can't get that one, because that one's just too conspicuous. All right. So here we have a couple of escalators at the end of the mall. This is the end we came into. And we're going to head down the old escalators here. This will be fun. And we will be in the lower level. I'm trying to think of what targets we're approaching next. Two shoe stores and some other stuff. There's a shoe store plus the children's version of the shoe store. Each one's got targets. One has 2, the other has 4. Let's go see what we can do. Walking around, having a good time. Actually, there's a lot of shoe stores on this level. Here's a giant one. Then there's a couple down here. The first one, and this is where our targets are, is Journeys. As in, don't stop believing. Okay, so I'm slowing my roll. I'm crossing to the other side of the hallway so I can lean up against this wall and act inconspicuous. There's a Dairy Queen / Orange Julius right in here. So there's tables in the middle of the mall and there's a lot of people sitting around. But I am now directly across from the shoe store that has 4 targets in it. We activate the device, and we sit here and we wait. Try not to attract any attention. We keep on waiting. Somebody's in the store wondering what I'm doing, looking at me like, what's that weirdo doing? Oh boy, here's another one. God, I want to take that home. And her mom keeps looking at me. No, it's not really her mom. It's her older sister. And I'm still sitting here trying to get these targets, but the batteries of my device, I know, are low enough, and so the device isn't completely cycling. Boom. There it is. We just got 4 kills all at once. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I keep on moving. It's so obvious that I'm the guy doing this. Why can't anybody figure it out? So what's that make the count now? I think we're up to 12. 8 plus 4 is 12. I can do math in base 10. Wow, Abercrombie and Fitch closed. I'm kind of happy about that. So we know that Abercrombie and Fitch cannot be supported in Omaha, Nebraska, because we have better taste in clothing here, presumably. You might think so, but that can't be true because I'm about to pass a Gap. The Gap. I do not own any clothes from the Gap, and I never will. But right next to the Gap is Journeys Kids, another shoe store for kids. And there are 2 targets hanging from the ceiling. And the best part of it is there's a little bench that I can sit on pretty much right in front of the store. So I'm going to sit here and act like I got some stuff in my shoe. Oh, there's a rock in my shoe. And I'm going to try to adjust myself so I can hit both targets here. But one of the targets has a sign hanging in front of it from this angle. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it. But we're going to find out. Yes, it's true. Boom. Got them both. 1-2, just like that. Now, here's the weirdest part. What are we up to? 14? 12? 13? 14? Yes. Directly behind me, there's a target in the window of the little massage parlor here in the wall. So we're going to stand up, activate the device, boom. That's 15. We now have 15 kills. Oh, and now we just keep on walking. Is this the level that has the game store? Is this the game store up here? Yeah, I think it is. There's a game store up here, and they're going out of business, and I don't have any money. And I would love to buy some games, but that just ain't gonna happen. All right. So, we've come to the end of this arm, but we gotta do something weird. There's a target back here. You know how in malls there's always some place where you can buy eyeglasses? This is one of the eyeglass places, and way back there in the back is a target. I swear to God, it's gotta be 50 yards away. I'm gonna try to stand here next to this trash can, see if I can pop it from all the way out here. I've done this one before when I've been, there it is, boom. 16 kills. And here's a big cardboard stand-up of Gigi Hadid wearing some cute glasses. All right, what did I say the count was now? 16? There's another little side mall. This is where the food court used to be. And there's a video game store. I know they've got a target that we can go after. So we do is what I like to do is come up to the window here and act like I'm looking at stuff in the window. Boom. Got it. 17 kills. Right next to the game store is the virtual reality simulator. So we can stand right here. Try it again. Come on, give me another kill. What did I say we were on? Are we on 17? Come on, baby. Talk to me, talk to me. Luckily, I can stand in front of this thing here and act like I'm interested in this free giveaway for a Jeep. But no, now I'm attracting way too much attention and I need to move. Somebody is wondering what the hell I'm doing. So we're going to walk by the Boost Mobile store. And they have a target. Boom. It's dead. What are we on here? Like 18? I'm going to turn around. Walk around up the other side of this little short mall part, and I'm going to try to hit this virtual reality target again. Come on. We got to kill it. I've only got about a minute left in this show. No, I'm going to have to stand here for a minute, and I just don't have I can pretend I'm watching, but it's way too obvious. I'm starting to run out of time, so let me just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Shopping Mall Chaos Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm walking away from that potential target. What are we on? How many kills did we get today? 18? I've got a few more on the way out, but I gotta wrap this up and I gotta go home and do some monkey business. So, as we walk by the candy store, here's another target for me. You won't hear the result because I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Famous crossbar one
to the sound. Hello, this is DJ